From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The death toll is climbing from multiple suicide bomber explosions in southern Afghanistan today. At least 27 people are dead in Kandahar. More than 50 are wounded. These strikes come in the midst of national preparations for parliamentary elections in May. A fresh wave of suicide attacks are also reported out of northwest Pakistan, where at least 11 people were killed today. Veer Singh has the story.
Officials say the bomber drove up to a security post in Pakistan's Swat Valley and blew himself up along with soldiers and passers-by. An eyewitness told the Reuters news agency that he saw a vehicle ablaze and that some of the victims had been burned to death. Suspected rebels have stepped up the number of bombings in recent days. Yesterday, they killed dozens of people in Lahore in eastern Pakistan, far from the remote northwest, where Pakistan's military is intensifying operations against insurgents. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Iraqi officials are still counting votes from their parliamentary elections last weekend. The BBC's Andrew North reports that so far, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is in the lead.
Baghdad is the big prize in these elections, accounting for a fifth of the seats in the Iraqi parliament. So these early figures will be a boost to Nouri al-Maliki, and they show his main rival, former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi, trailing in third place. Mr. Maliki's representatives are already talking with other parties on forming a new coalition government. But these figures are still only provisional, based on less than 20% of the count from Baghdad, because the Election Commission is still processing the rest. There have still been no results at all from half of Iraq's provinces, including key population centres like Mosul and Basra. Allegations of fraud continue to hang over the process.
The BBC's Andrew North reporting from Baghdad. The Obama administration is proposing sweeping change to the No Child Left Behind law. The president says in his weekly address that he wants the focus to shift from punishing failing schools to rewarding progress. And Mr. Obama says states would play a bigger role.
What this plan recognizes is that while the federal government can play a leading role in encouraging the reforms and high standards we need, the impetus for that change will come from states and from local schools and school districts.
President Obama will present a blueprint to Congress on Monday. Published reports say North Korea is prepared to rejoin international talks to end its nuclear weapons program. South Korea's Junong Daily is quoting an unnamed North Korean official saying the North will present its proposals on disarmament. It's the latest report on North Korea likely to encounter skepticism in the U.S. Authorities say Pyongyang has made similar pledges to work with other governments, only to pull back. This is NPR News. A cruise ship quarantined last week because of an outbreak of illness is going through it again. Richard Reynolds reports the vessel is docked in the Brazilian port of Santos.
The Vision of the Seas is owned by Royal Caribbean, a large operator of cruise ships. This cruise was around South America, and most of the passengers were Brazilian. The company confirmed that 47 people had become ill with what was likely a norovirus, which causes severe vomiting and diarrhea. While the symptoms can be severe, it is very rarely fatal. It is generally spread by contaminated food and then through human-to-human contact. Last week, 310 people became ill on the same ship. Norovirus outbreaks on cruise ships are surprisingly common. The comparatively crowded ships and giant common kitchens provide ideal breeding grounds for the virus. The U.S. Center for Disease Control lists about 20 outbreaks each year, and that only includes ships that have a U.S. port of call. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Police in Ireland are detaining four people, including an American woman, in an alleged Islamist plot to assassinate a Swedish artist. But authorities have released three other Muslims. The defendants in custody are connected to a Philadelphia woman, Colleen LaRose, also known as Jihad Jane. She's been indicted on charges that she conspired with others to kill artist Lars Vilks for a published sketch of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. The Vatican is defending the Pope against accusations that he tried to hide abuses by the clergy in Germany. Today, spokesman Federico Lombardi told Vatican Radio that attempts to link Benedict to an alleged cover-up have failed. The Pope's former diocese in Bavaria announced yesterday that he was involved in a decision in 1980 to relocate a priest suspected of child abuse. This is NPR.